One sure sign of spring here in the city of Quincy, at least, is the annual plant sale by the Wollaston Garden Club this year. It is coming up on Saturday, May 21st from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. once again at the Wollaston Congregational Church. So we welcome the co-presidents of the club. Kathy Kervels and Ann Forsman are here with all the details. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for having us again. This feels good.
Yeah, in person.
Spring. It really feels like spring, too, outside.
It almost feels like summer this past week when we were taping this.
It's so true. We've lost some of up and down. But yeah, we'll take it anyway we can get it that isn't cold and windy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may have beautiful summer, sunny weather for the sale on Saturday.
Yes. It looks like it's going to be
a hot one.
Very toasty.
Yes, but we're done by noontime, cool, and we're very shady, tree shade.
Okay, so, very good.
Yeah.
Before we talk about that, Kathy, tell me about the Garden Club. How's it been going this spring?
You know, we've been getting new members. Like we were just saying before, off camera, that a lot of it has been through Zoom because of COVID, and we're now starting to be back in our regular spot at the Wollaston Congregational Church in person, and just really appreciating all over again what a great moment this is to, you know, to get together and have community with people that'll talk gardening until they can't talk anymore, you know. So you know, we have I have to make my little cheat sheet here. We have 123 members all together.
Wow, okay.
Right.
So is that up? Is that gone up?
That is actually gone up a little bit, but it's because somebody will say to somebody, "Oh, I'm going to this garden club," and they're like, "Oh, what's a garden club
right.
do?"
Come on.
And so they'll come as a guest because anybody can come as a guest, even if you don't know anybody. And we lots of times try to get it in the paper the week before.
Yeah.
Say what our speaker is about and welcome the public. And a lot of times people are like, "Oh, it's only $30. I think I might join."
Okay.
You know, it's a membership for a year that gets you into a gardening world that you're probably already in, you just don't know other people.
So. Sure. How often do you meet?
We meet every month from September to June.
Okay.
And we alternate. We do a night and a day because people are still working. We have food. We're very well known for our food.
our daytime meetings, and we do alternate the daytime meetings.
Yeah.
Our daytime meetings begin generally around 11:45.
Okay.
And while we do a little bit of club business, then we will always have a speaker. And we've had some very interesting speakers along the way. Our nighttime meetings, same thing. We begin around 6:45.
Okay.
So our speakers will take the podium or table. Design table or whatever
sure.
it is.
Yeah.
Whatever
shortly
they mean.
After 7. And the food's always good. But, you know, that's
And
that's
those are always
story.
Contributed by other members.
Yeah.
And it's always a rotating group of people that the hospitality committee will, you know, corral and say, "Oh, could you make some cookies? Oh, could you make a sandwich platter or something like that?" And everybody's just really excited to contribute how they can.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
Work to your strengths. If you cannot dig in the garden, that doesn't mean you can't bake some brownies. You know, it's good.
So what projects has the club undertaken so far this year?
Ian, you tell it's
okay.
so many.
Oh, geez, I know. Where do we begin? Well, actually, we began a new project this year to help other members. We do have some aging members, so we've started a Gardening Angels project, and different members will, if we have a member in need, we'll go put in a few hours at a member's home.
Oh, okay.
And help them out along the way.
That's
and
nice.
That's really been, we'd love to give back to community.
Mm. Yeah, it's been beneficial for all of us that get to do that, because it's not like we're going to tend your garden forever, but we're going to put it in better shape for you, and so when as
give
an older gardener to be able to look out.
As you look out the window. And
an older gardener that
you don't
can't
have
do
to,
it as much
Yeah,
anymore.
You don't have to be faced with the mess that needs cleaning up. You can be faced with the garden that you started and now looks
easily
tidy.
Maintained once the
a
big job
easier,
is done.
A little bit easier, you know.
Easier. And you know what? That sort of depends on the individual gardener.
Right.
Those
right.
of us, if we get a little over ambitious in our younger years, it might be harder, but we're going to do the best we can.
Yes, I heard a story about Kathy transplanting 200 plants.
not me.
No.
Oh, that's a group project.
So
that is another. That's the plant sale, though.
Yeah.
That's not
in preparation for the plant sale.
Yeah.
In order for our customers to get a beautiful, healthy plant, the process does not begin the day before the sale. The process begins several weeks before the sale.
Yeah.
And we identify not just members' gardens, although many of our plants come from members' gardens, but they might come from the friends of neighbors or the family of neighbors. So we will go and we search out people who have nice and beautiful, unusual, maybe and hopefully native plants. We start the digging process, and I'll organize the crews, along with email help by Kathy and
Jan Clifford,
our head gee. We might be the presidents, but she's the boss. So we'll dig those plants. And then we have a few different locations, one of which is Kathy's beautiful, sunny, and fairly sheltered backyard, where we can set up tables and have other members who might not be able to dig, but they can repot.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Divide them.
We divide. We clean the roots so that they're not getting, if they buy a plant from us, it's very unlikely that they'll get any bargain volunteer plant mixed in with
anything
it.
Anything you don't want.
Something invasive. Okay. Or in this case, this year, we've been screening for something called a crazy worm or a jumping worm, which is an invasive kind of worm that's come from other parts of the world,
which can
really destroy your soil quality.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's
you just don't want it. You don't want it.
We're screening plants for any possible bad thing that could be there. So they're getting repotted, then they get watered, they get
super thrived which is an additive like a vitamin.
Okay.
Get them going.
So these plants will look their best.
Nice. So they've been vetted,
they've been debugged, deweeded. And honestly, we do have standards. Some things aren't going to make it to the sale.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Sorry.
We call that the cutting room floor.
Exactly. Some plants are on the cutting room floor.
Well, that heat wave that we, like you talked about with over the weekend, some of them got a little sunburned.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't ready.
And a little windburn.
I was going to say the spring has been cool and windy.
That's why she noted that my yard is kind of sheltered.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
it's a wonderful nursery, but it can only be, you know, once they want to start using their backyard, these plants have to go.
which is coming this week, you know?
Yeah.
I have enough sunny spots and a lot of shady spots.
Okay.
So it depends on what your plant needs are. You know, again.
Did the club participate? I'm sure they did. In cleaner and greener.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And talk about windy.
Yeah.
Well, we did, and we had actually three locations because Safford, if you count it, but we did it a little bit ahead of time.
Okay.
So we had four different locations that we helped with for a cleaner, greener.
Yep. And it's great. Right outside the library here, I know.
Oh, and Clay Fitzmaurice.
That's five.
Oh, okay.
Kind of consider the library its own thing. Claire does such an amazing job organizing those people.
And she gives us some plants. Like a couple of weeks ago, she called and said, I got extra of this and some of that. So a crew went over and dug out.
We were digging out here.
Yeah. Nice. And left her some if she wanted it. Mm-hmm. Or some people say, just take it all. I don't like it there. Whatever
it might
be.
Claire has such an eye for what she really wants to have where. So if the plant isn't working, it might still be a beautiful, healthy plant, but she doesn't think it's perfect for the design aspect.
Okay.
Then she might edit
it. Because she only has so much land. She's really contained.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so that's another reason for gardens to have a variety of things, you know, especially Quincy. Not everybody's got a big yacht.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know, but you can have things that please your eye out in your yard if you can.
Even Safford Park, you mentioned?
Safford Park.
Yep.
We did work at the Dorothy Quincy House with our master gardener, Rebecca Dinsmore. And then we have another master gardener who organizes people at the Josiah Quincy House in their beautiful little side garden. We do the hillside across the intersection of Wollaston,
Beale and Newport.
Oh, sure.
Walls and firehouses across this, you know, there's like that hill.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So we do
wacky
that
intersection
hillside.
There.
It is very wacky.
But it looks good.
It does. Yeah.
Well, like mountain goats.
I can't help the traffic, but it does look good.
Right.
And then across the street, we handle that corner that goes down.
Oh,
and
okay.
That's,
with the train.
Yep.
So it sees a lot. I mean, I know a lot of car traffic, but also sees a lot of foot traffic there.
Yes.
And anytime we maintain it all through the season with a, a rotating schedule.
We have a civic beautification committee.
Oh,
so
right.
If somebody wanted to.
No, I'm saying we, but I'm saying the club, not
me or
Ian necessarily.
Yep.
But so it's always clean. People tend to be there once a week, and people inevitably speak to us and tell us thank you.
Well, because it's such an urban area, you know, it's
exactly.
highly paved, it's, you know, very industrial, so to have
that little bit
of respite from the greenery and the flowers is nice.
Absolutely, you know, and it's nice to have people to stop for a second. They may be waiting for the red light,
well,
I get
most
that.
Most likely, yeah.
But that's okay, you know, they could be caught up in their own little world, but they will mostly notice our help, you know, what we've been doing and say thanks.
Yeah.
That's great, I like it.
And it's not costing the city a penny.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
We did take mulch. I mean, of course, clean and green, that mulch went all over the city,
right.
and that is great. And the city is very helpful. They shovels, rakes, whatever you need,
mm-hmm.
and that was all over the city.
Yep.
You know, so it benefits everybody to see a cleaner spot.
And that was a nasty day that Saturday.
It was.
It started out windy. It started out very cold.
Yeah.
But it ended
very cold.
It's not a bad day to work.
No, it wasn't, as long as you had your winter hat on and a really heavy coat. A lot of people didn't realize, so they had their hoods up, tying them tight.
Yes.
But you just keep working. It's a congenial group that says, we can get this done.
We're tough gardeners in New England.
Yeah, we all saw we could do it, and we were done in record time, you know, for the most part.
Sure.
You know, so I appreciate that kind of a group.
Which leads us to the plant sale. This is again Saturday, May 21st, 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Wollaston Congregational Church.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
We do it every year. It's one of our two fundraisers.
Okay.
And the other one being the green sale in December. And I don't know if you can appreciate our little samples here, but...
Which camera would you...
Just right there is fine.
Okay. So I think you can see yourself, this is a taller version of this guy.
Okay.
This is a Solomon seal, and this is a dwarf Solomon seal.
Solomon seal?
Solomon seal. And you know, it's an early bloomer. It makes you smile.
This plant is wonderful for shady gardens.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
so many people in Quincy have small plots, or they have homes that are, you know, cast shadows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So very few people have that big old suburban, bright, sunny backyard. And these are plants that would thrive in a shady spot.
Good to know.
Both of them are actually native to this part
the
of
area,
the world.
Right.
So they are, in fact, beneficial for pollinators.
Are these perennials?
These are perennials.
Okay.
They will continue to come
back.
Boy,
they multiply.
Okay.
They'll spread.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we do. We take out, you know. So, and this one here, it being so tall, it'll look nice in your shade garden even after the flowers have passed.
Okay.
I would like to make a mention while we're showing the plants that every plant that people look at will be divided into, like, we have sections that are specifically we put the shady plants in one area, the sunny plants in another. We'll have master gardeners, and we'll have other people there that are very knowledgeable that will help them pick out plants if they're not sure what to do.
Okay.
No one's left on their own without any advice. And if they do get busy and a shopper doesn't want to wait for someone, they can always check the marker that's in it. There will be two markers.
Mm-hmm.
The marker will tell them what the plant is and what the soil conditions and sun conditions are of the plant.
Okay.
And there will also be a colored stick. And the colored stick is a price indicator.
Okay.
So whether it's a red stick or an orange stick or a blue stick, there are color-coded charts placed throughout the sale. So everything will be priced.
Okay.
They don't have to guess and say.
No.
Because personally, I'm not a fan of walking to a sale and, all right, so how much is this?
Right.
Yeah.
And not knowing.
Okay,
so
good to know.
We have a very simple way of doing it. Will you show that other hosta?
Sure.
Hostas are very common, and they're a great plant in New England.
Please, I love it.
But they're a great plant here because, I mean, they're reliable.
And now they're mostly
they
shade.
They come back. Mm-hmm. Again, they're great in mostly shade. There are some that are sun tolerant, but this particular variety would set off, if you have hosta in your yard already, like a solid green or a variegated, this is its own color and its own shape and a smaller leaf. So if you don't have enough sun for flowers, you can create interest with foliage.
Yeah.
And
foliage is what you see most of the time, truthfully. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's like, what kind of flower does it have? Well, it does have a white flower eventually.
Eventually it will.
But it's got these leaves
all
the time.
Yeah.
You know?
And it will set off others.
Right.
And we probably this year in our sale have at least 12 varieties of hosta.
Really?
Yeah.
So we have some bright green. We have some chartreuse green. Mm. We have some blue with a green stripe.
Who knew, right?
I mean, so there's
an entire garden of just hosta.
A lot
and
of
many
people
do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about low maintenance.
Because they grow here.
Right.
You know,
and they grow without a lot of fuss at all.
Yes.
There's very little you have to do.
And
to
quite
a
frankly, the maintenance usually is after a couple of seasons, invite us over because we'll divide it.
Because it does get too big.
Right.
And you're selling them at the plant
sale.
And
we'll give them back a smaller plant and
it'll start
in
all over
return.
Again, right? Yeah. Because that's a lot of the gardening. Some people say, oh, it's so overgrown. Well, that's
call
why.
Me. You call
know?
Me.
Okay. All right. Well, I know there's a website, WollastonGardenPub.com.
Yes.
Right?
That's right. We can be reached.
Okay.
That's true.
The sale, I'm assuming, is outside the church?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. So.
We have a new addition to the sale this year.
Do
all right.
Tell.
So, we are selling our perennials.
Okay.
And we always have a variety of annuals that we purchase wholesale to supplement the other things because, you know, things
tomatoes
like tomatoes and peppers and some herbs and common vegetables, common herbs.
Okay.
And some flowers.
Okay.
All right. But this year we're also selling Black Earth Compost. Black Earth Compost. They're a company that actually collects your kitchen waste and compostables in the city of Quincy, and they're working on getting a larger clientele. And I believe QCAN has the Climate Action Network.
That's QCAN.
Oh, QCAN.
Yep.
So they have a deal with Black Earth that if you sign up to have your compost collected, the city gets a little bit of kickback and a little extra compost on the other end.
Oh, okay. So to use on city projects?
Well, but people, yes.
Yeah.
But, and I there may be some financial incentive toward trees or things as well.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
But anyway, we are selling their compost in 40-pound bags.
Okay.
And that will be available at the sale.
Oh, that is new. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new thing. We're trying it. We hope it's successful.
Okay. Well, the climate
action. It's a
product
that's currently sold in a few of our area stores.
Oh, it is? Okay.
So.
I know the Climate Action Network is celebrating their 10th anniversary just recently.
Yeah,
they're being honored by the City Council for their 10th anniversary.
Nice. Yeah, they worked hard.
Yeah, now the Wollaston Garden Club has been around a little bit longer than that.
Well, we were established 95 years ago.
Yeah.
I know. So, I mean, this is for Ian and I, is like, we got to keep this ball rolling because it's been rolling
we didn't
since 1927.
And especially since so much of the time we were present was with COVID and we couldn't do the things that we normally want to do. Mm. I mean, when we had conversations with you, it's like, well, we're trying it this way. We're going to try something
pivot
different.
I think that's the word for
adaptable. And I'd like to think we're adaptable. And I'd like to think we're resilient.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
what the little pandemic's not going to hurt a 95-year-old club.
Well, this is what we said we couldn't have happened.
That's right.
But
not on our watch, right?
Yeah. And as people spend more time at home, they spend more time in their gardens.
Yes.
So the pandemic really didn't, it really was a boost to the gardening community. Mm. So let's get those
guys in,
like-minded people.
Yeah, well, it's been proven that, you know, being outdoors is the safest place and
beneficial place,
for your mental health as well as your physical health.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Better way than out in the garden.
Yeah.
The proceeds from the plant sale, I'm assuming?
We do wonderful things with them. I'm so proud of us. Kathy already mentioned that so many of our programs are available to the community, and we have a website. We do have, I honestly think that this particular meeting is not one that's open because it's the installation.
It could be.
So this is,
it's
a sort of a special day, the community unfortunately can't come to this one.
All right.
But almost all of ours are.
Okay.
So that we fund the speakers for that.
Yep.
We give scholarships to students,
that's
and
nice.
We've added a new scholarship for a Norfolk Aggie student that's a resident of Quincy, attending Norfolk Aggie, intending to pursue a career in environmental sciences or a related field to gardening.
Okay.
Yes. And we... Our charitable contributions include every group from the Arnold Arboretum to...
All the way down to QCAN.
To QCAN, to Friends of Butler's Pond. Mm. I mean, we support...
Friends of the Blue Hills.
We support our community efforts.
Sure.
Right.
And the dollars that we spend go toward scholarships for our members to get further training. They go toward funding the community projects. Last summer, we had a wonderful project outside the library with the lavender.
Oh, I remember.
And... Claire Fitzmaurice,
who
just does such a wonderful job with her Batman Mimi Balsami and Robin, that duo.
Yes.
Oh, they're awesome.
But
and then
anything at the on Zaffick Park and all that, the plants or
all the plants.
That, they're all civic beautification.
And that's the community enjoys those spaces every single day. So
that's
we try
what it goes
in our own little way, but it's good. I think it's all. towards positive things. Mm-hmm. That I guess
that's what it's there for.
Yeah, our garden club is just, you know, trying to spread positivity. You know, why not?
Always accepting, you know, new members, I'm assuming.
We are.
Always.
We okay. do not care if you come from Weymouth or Braintree or
right.
some other place. We don't have that in our. Some clubs do have it
a
in
residency.
Their a residency
oh, okay.
requirement, but we do not.
Okay.
We have people from High Park and Weymouth and other places, even Kingston.
Nice.
You know, so yes, yeah, it's.
We
recent
one other. You asked me about programs, and I neglected to mention the most beautiful. We had three members, but two different displays. Recently at the Museum of Fine Arts Art in Bloom.
Oh. Got to make a shout out for that.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Absolutely. So Ruth
work.
Griffin and Joe Costello did a project that reflected, they were given a piece of art, which was a sculpture, and they were asked to interpret it in flowers.
This so, happens every year at the MFA.
They never know what they're going to be receiving as a piece of art. It could be a painting, it could be a textile, it could be a sculpture.
Our other member, Cynthia Lewis, got a bowl.
Cynthia Lewis got a bowl.
Yeah.
And you know. Her arrangement was also gorgeous.
Yeah.
And they display them side
and
by side
only
in
like
a special weekend.
Oh,
50
good.
In the MFA, you know, that are included, garden clubs, you know. So it's
they
quite
apply,
an honor.
They apply to be accepted, and when they're accepted, they're given a piece of
yeah.
art, and then they're given a time to do it.
Well, I mean, creating a garden is a form of art.
It absolutely is a form of
yeah.
art.
Yeah.
So,
landscape design.
And there's also the whole thing is that other people like this do like floral arranging. And
yes.
We're able to send a member to an advanced class.
Well, you and I might enjoy it. Doing the gardening part of
yes,
it.
But so, you know what I'm trying to say
yes.
is
who doesn't like a nice floral arrangement?
Yeah.
Right, but I wouldn't want to be
that's
to put one together for the MFA.
Right, right. Well, there are so many aspects to the club. You mentioned
that's what
before
I mean,
we went
yeah.
on about graphic designing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need
all
somebody to maintain
yep.
and update
all
your
it.
Website.
Yeah, there's lots of committees, lots of different
yeah.
interests, and lots of different programs through the Garden Club Federation of Massachusetts where you can get better educated on a subject that might interest
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You know, so
great for
field
a retiree,
trips.
I'm sure.
Field trips.
Sure. Yeah.
We're back to field
courses.
Trips. Yeah.
Yes, we're back to field
which
trips.
Is nice,
which
yeah.
we had a beautiful field trip 2 weeks ago to the Native Plant Trust
in Framingham.
In Framingham, oh. formerly known as the Garden in the Woods, and actually still known as the Garden in the Woods.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is on 85 acres, I believe, and I might be mistaken.
Okay.
So all mostly native plants. There
yeah.
were a few non-native plants on the property when they received it, but anything that they supplement with. So, and they sell native plants.
And it's
plants.
Great to be, you know, with a bunch
it's
of
wonderful.
Like-minded people having a field trip, like you're in high school or middle school or something, you know?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
it's great, but you don't have anybody telling you to shh.
Right, right. So the proceeds help things like that as well.
Yeah, right, yeah. exactly. Yep.
I hope you have a wonderful event again this year.
Oh, thank you so much
forward
for
to it.
It
you know.
But thanks for letting us tell the community about it. I really
right.
appreciate the forum.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's our
yeah.
pleasure to do it. Hopefully we get you some new members and get you some folks to come out to the plant sale.
Come
out early, right?
Sale.
If you want to come early, yeah, I tell you every year you should come.
Cash credit check?
Cash and no credit.
No credit, okay.
Cash and checks
okay.
is preferred.
Okay.
People do line up. They know we're going to be open at 9 o'clock,
yep.
so they'll start lining up, and they've got in their minds exactly what they want. And before you know it, we're like, it's 10 o'clock, and half of our stuff is gone,
okay.
and we're like, wow, what just happened? it's like that. But there's so much help, and there's so much, and then we know so many people that are coming in to buy the plants.
Yes.
If you don't know them, somebody else knows them, and you introduce, and they see the grandkid, and. It's just lovely. It's
yeah.
community.
So it's a social
it's,
gathering
it's
as well.
All
it's
of that.
It's very social.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do have many of our members that work that day, and so many of them know the gardens, know the plants, know
mm-hmm.
what to help. So
that's right.
even if you're not getting a master gardener, you're still going to have somebody around you that can give you a little help in the right direction.
Information.
Would it be helpful to bring a picture of your yard or where you want to
plant? Oh, that was so good.
A picture
okay.
of your yard is always good.
Okay.
And know your soil conditions if you can. You know, like
okay.
if you know.
Or does it get sun all day?
Does it get a little bit of shade?
Right.
Does it get 6 hours of sun or 12 hours
right.
of sun? You know,
my son
right.
bought a house and he's like, Mom, I want to fill this garden. I said, okay, pay attention to the sun
okay.
for a week.
Okay.
And then he realized, he goes, it doesn't get much sun at all.
See, okay.
Yeah, and he didn't know.
Right.
But paying attention for a week gives you a better idea, you know.
Yep.
So he's lucky because I got a lot of shade plants I can share. So it was good.
All right. Anything else?
Geez, I don't know.
We
could talk about gardening in the garden club all day, but
and we have a lot of we do some other special stuff too that will be in there.
All right, we don't give it all away. We'll have to come out to the sale.
Come out. It's going to be a beautiful morning weather-wise.
Absolutely, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome. Good to all talk right. to you both.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.